您这里是
本来萝卜蛋糕的我们上
好今天我接谁一下先不会啊我们明白 I think we must start it's 25 past 10 I must apologize just flew in now from a very important province Well, you used to call it that.
No, I never called it Mpumalanga. That's the first thing I learned when I came today.
Oh, okay.
Not Mpumalanga.
Oh, where do I get Mpumalanga? Okay, honorable members, let's start. I'm not feeling well, honestly. I don't know what is the problem, but there is a problem. today is our final meeting, right? It's our last meeting of the term. The agenda is apologies, adoption of the Sixth Parliament Legacy Report, the annual report of the committee 2023-24. And then adoption of the minutes of the first term. Farewell speeches. Yeah, they are going to listen to us. Bye-bye. Honorable Winkler has proposed that we must push and finish at 12. Honorable Weber. Okay. Can we then get apologies, Chilis? Do we have any?
Yes, Chair, good morning, members. We receive Chair apologies from Minister, Deputy Minister, Honourable Singh, and Honourable Winkler. And Mami comes from the way. Thank you.
Okay. Are there other apologies that we want to register?
If we go beyond from 12, I'll ask you to.
Okay. Mr. Kalepi, tell Oamba no Mamu Weber. You have your private meeting. Okay. Can we then get the mover for the adoption of the agenda? Honorable Kanjo.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to everyone. I wish to move for the adoption of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you get a seconder?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I second Honorable Mbata.
Honorable Mbata. Kanjo, are you leading us on that item? You ready? The legacy report.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, Honourable Members. I think I will be guided by how the committee feels we can handle it, because I'm not sure about the numbers in terms of who they like, or we just put to the primary focus areas and give out the background. So one thing, the first part, which on your copy, it's from heading 1 to heading 4. Those ones, they form part of the key highlight, heading 1 to heading 4. So I don't know whether you want us to focus on those key highlights, and because that is where most of the issues are captured in summary. So it's from heading 1 to heading 4. on the legacy report. The first, like your first heading is reflection on the committee program the year, on whether the objectives of the sub programs were achieved.
Yeah, let's get straight into it.
Do we all have the copies? I assume the copies were circulated earlier, besides this hard copies one. So under 1.1, it does the high level objectives of the programs that the committee focused on, and the committee activities that were undertaken largely on the work of the department and its entities, and then it's the work on monitoring the implementation of legislation, which has been core of the oversight work, and also consideration of inputs. Do we have the page?
Thank you.
Or there. Okay. And then the other part is the space that was created by the committee for stakeholders to make their input. Alright. And we had one international agreement that was brought before the committee, and there was also effort from the committee to work with other committees where the work overlaps or is complementary, for example the Committee on Agriculture, to try and find each other. And yeah, then it was the last one on the amendment of legislation that we brought before the committee for consideration, so as part of the formulation. So that is bullet number one. On your copy. That is before we start subheading two. That is the, so we are done with page one and page two. I don't know if there's any input for amendments or
page one, page two.
Yeah, so yeah. We're doing just the reflection, just at the high level. Am I too fast, too slow?
Yeah, too slow.
Oh, too slow?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we are going to... to focus on, Then when you go to page 4, those are the priorities that the department was contributing towards directly, which is priority 1, 2, 3, and 7, although the contribution to other priorities was more indirect. And then the added part was after COVID, the economic recovery and reconstruction plan that fed into okay. That was page 4. And page 5 is the summary of the areas that need consideration by the next committee. One has to do with governance in general in the department and its entities to work towards clean audit. Then the other that came up during the term was in relation to the support of fire protection associations in the different provinces. And then the other part has to do with climate action, particularly on the proposal for the establishment of the Climate Disaster Fund and the work of the Presidential Climate Commission. And then the other part has to do with the air quality in the different parts of the country, particularly in the priority areas, and including the Devon, which we were dealing with recently. But during the time when we were dealing with the public hearings on the climate change bill, there were lots of other areas that mentioned of poor air quality in their areas. So we're not really listing them one by one, because those ones, they can be dealt with at the time of programming. And then it's the...
Because that's our responsibility.
I'm just confused. What is the
what is the problem making a statement? Because when you say minimum emission standard,
the enforcement of minimum emission standard,
I'm trying to remember that. Now I'm asking because when you read this thing overseeing the enforcement of minimum emission standards in the high sales priority area, remember the enforcement sometimes by the what is it, the EMI is the green enforcement. But where in the provinces where they have the EMI from the provincial department and the municipalities, they use them. And where it's like that, we oversee us as the football committee. Remember, we're not the department.
No, I understand, but what I'm trying to say is either you put that about once the air quality monitoring and stations in the course that never worked until now, and we never got them to work, and nothing can happen. Even enforcement by the EMI cannot happen if our air quality monitoring systems are not working. And that until now has not been working, so I would like us to add the air quality monitoring.
But what?
Through you, Chair, what are the indicators
within the department? Because we find that under that objective, there are indicators that they need to be measured upon if they are implementing, if there is this progress. Because we are now looking at this, we are the department. I remember what it is. But let's give the expert to give us the
Sandra.
Okay,
thank you, Chair. I do understand what she is saying. So if that is captured, so now it's more on the key highlights, the high level report. So when we go to page 65 at the bottom, it speaks to the problem that the committee needs to focus on, particularly when you focus on South African Weather Service. It reads, unreliable reporting or non-reporting of some government-owned air quality monitoring stations on the SAQI's website since the beginning of the sixth parliamentary term, particularly the high priority areas.
Okay, sorry, just one more question on that. I'm fine with that one. It is just, I think that is why Honorable Mbata and I understand it as that they're responsible for the enforcement of the minimum emissions. That's how I read it.
We oversee.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I'll take up the page 65.
Okay. So, Sandra, there on page 65, the unreliable reporting or non-reporting of some government-owned air quality monitoring stations on the SAQI's website since the beginning of the sixth parliamentary term. What did we do about it?
We did.
Because I'm sure it has been raised many times before.
Yes. It comes back to overseeing, not really implementing.
Yeah.
So the extent of the oversight, was it impactful? I think that is the question.
Right.
Because when issues are raised but they are still not attended to, then it speaks to another question, which I think I will throw it back to the committee to maybe inform whether the tools that the committee was using, were they effective or not.
Mamkun?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the issue of the air quality the monitoring stations, we raised it several times in the portfolio committee. And it has been raised.
No.
But I think the part that was left on us as the portfolio committee is that we never had that oversight visit to the South African Weather Services.
we missed that one. I think we need to highlight that one. Thank you, Chair.
Sorry, I We don't oversee the enforcement, so if we maybe change this, overseeing the enforcement and implementation of minimum emissions, because that's our job, is the implementation of the things, and so we cannot only oversee the enforcement, that's not really what we do. So if we maybe add overseeing the enforcement and implementation of minimum emission standards.
Okay, can we just add that part? I think that's the purpose of the meeting, particularly on this part of the report, that we edit, subtract, or add. Okay. Are we able to add that part?
This is implementation of the enforcement. It's bullet number four. Between the enforcement and implementation of minimum emission standards.
Okay. That is... All right. We are moving to the next bullet. Oh, I think we had already started dealing with that one on the implementation. But basically, this one is more on the follow-up, although it got stuck at the part of that. Overlap with the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture,
mm-hmm.
the part that deal with broadly animal welfare. So that
just the can you help us as a committee to understand what is this thing of being told that there's no money and we can't do this, we can do that? Because I think we have resolved maybe more than three times to visit South African water services. And now when we must go, we're told there's no money. Where is the money going to?
That question is beyond me.
Which matras?
That's for Frolic.
Yes.
Which matras does it go?
The house care office.
You're asking probing questions.
But yeah, I do agree. The committee has made efforts in relation to oversight work. But yeah, decisions were that to the negative. So it unfortunately reflects on the things that the committee did not do.
Are we able to make a recommendation that whoever comes in the seventh administration, the first task of the dog should be sitting South African Weather Service? Remember, under this term, we've never been to South African Weather Service,
mm-hmm.
including these air monitoring systems.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen them. We're always told that there is. We've never seen them.
And they are mostly problematic because of the load shedding and then they are all involved. Remember, even the engine, the city of the home, they gave us the impression that all the equipment are working, but when the NGOs gave us the other version, most of their equipment are working. And they deal with their weather services, so it's very important that the next, the seven of them,
sure. Are we able to add that, Mr. Kenisa?
Yes, Chair. I'm noting it.
Okay.
While he's noting, I wanted to recommend that it's made loud and clear in the deliberations.
Can we then, I think it must be put so that this is not attributed to us, because we have attempted to go there more than three times already.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to club it with KwaZulu-Natal, we wanted to club it with Mpumalanga, we wanted to club it with the Northwest. And all along we've been told that it's money, blah, blah, blah. They were denied.
You know, there's something that we need to know. Maybe if that one can be managed politically. There are portfolio committees that are treated with soft glass, and there are those that are treated with hard glass.
Mm.
I think this favoritism of which portfolio that is loved or liked That thing we need to note that we see that there are some portfolio committees that are treated mm-hmm. well. When they apply for TRIPS, they are
yeah.
approved. But when it comes to our portfolio committee, we were treated totally differently. I think that's what we need to note.
Yeah. What could be the reason? We'll be adding the question about the problems that we're having in order to visit. It's part of the things that we're supposed to be not
yeah.
Secondly, we'll be adding the problem to say that now we have just seen the unequal treatment that is taking place without mentioning the department.
Yeah.
But just say that it's unequal
yeah.
treatment.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen maybe we'll say, let's try to be specific. If not, they're going to meet with you. They say, let's be specific so I can be able to do that kind of thing. But I think that we must be careful on that one. But what I'm just going to say, it must be raised, but at the same time, that now this unequal treatment, the way we say it.
Other words must be.
Okay. Well, when we say something is unequal, it then means somebody is treated different than the other.
Yeah.
Or which one is treated better than us?
Yeah.
Then we have to come up with those that are not there. I think
find a way on how to put it.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring my.
I think so we should put emphasis on this negativity on the
person. Yeah, okay.
This child thing must keep on us. He or she will know.
They
know. Who is he or she? So that was anyway the important question. Okay. Let's go with Mr. Geniza.
Before Mr. Kinesa continues, the one of the animal ones, remember he didn't know that it's the responsibility. It's normally in line within agriculture.
There's a point that relates to the colloquium there. Honorable Brian?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to follow up what you just said now. So I think one of the recommendations, certain key areas for work going forward, on that second last bullet point, is to include in there that a joint colloquium between DALRA and DFFE committees be pursued, because we still haven't done that, and I think it would be good for us to do that.
For the next one. Okay. On that one, there is one passing recommendation speaking to workshops and colloquium on topical environmental issues. So I'm not sure whether we just need to specify, but there is a point that speaks to this one on, the harmonization of legislation between the Department of Agriculture and the Environment to advance animal welfare. That is on page number 63 at the bottom. So what happens that with this part, it's more like high level summary, then things are bulleted slightly detailed when we go to some functions that are specifically on the department, others specifically on the entities, then you have those that are overlapping. So now we're just doing the high level summary of the issues that if maybe one was to ask what are the top five things, then that will be, then when we go to the details, then they will fall into the tables that will follow, or particularly on outstanding issues.
Coral Brandt. Thanks. I understand where Ms. Kinney is coming from here on this one, but the problem is we have been monitoring it, but and advocating whatever. But I think if we don't somewhere specify that we're going to have this joint colloquium, it's not going to happen. And we have to pursue it because none of us might be here. I'm not going to be here the next term. And some of us might not be, might have different chairpersons, who knows. So we have to make sure that this gets in it, otherwise it won't happen.
Where are you going, Honourable Brandt?
Chat to you later.
I'm asking on page 66, and my honest apologies, sincerest apologies, I cannot pronounce it still, and so if you don't mind, I will call you in council because I really, really cannot write it. Okay, if we made a difference, advocating for the harmonization of legislation between the Department of Agriculture and the Environment to advance animal, wild, pastoral, and urgent colloquium. Just add that word there that we make sure it's a colloquium and that it will happen soon.
Advocating for the harmonization of legislation between Department of Agriculture and the Environment to advance animal welfare through an agent convention of the OLUC.
Yeah.
So when they start, whoever is there, the first thing they must do is to convene a colloquium. I think we've been talking about it also now, DALA. They'll be told properly that there's no money.
Then no fun.
That will be a bad start.
Yeah.
What you do.
Well, hopefully there will be one. Are we noting it, Tata? Oh, you noticed? Okay, let's proceed.
Okay. On page. We are starting on page 6.
Sorry, there was just one last bullet point on the key areas for future work, which we haven't gone through yet, and that is the monitoring of the transfer of state forests and support packages. Can you just explain what you mean about the monitoring of the transfer of state forests? I don't think we've really ever covered that, apart from the Knopfler's trawl issue, which was one that was forced to be moved across to DPW. But what do you mean by the transfer of state forests? What is that referring to? Shouldn't we just be monitoring the activities of the state forests? Which state forests are being transferred?
Okay. Yeah. So when one of the policy decisions that were taken by the department was to offload the plantation, the commercial plantation, as well as the state forests, like the natural forest. The state plantations were going to be handed over to communities. Who are beneficiaries of land reform. What they have done, that they have come to the committee to present on their support strategy, how they will be supporting these communities that are supposed to run this plantation as a commercial operation. One of the things that they said is that they have established partnerships with the commercial sector to support the we can call them emerging foresters. Then there's the part which deals with natural forests, which where the department has committed that they are going to transfer them to provincial conservation agencies, so that they are not responsible for those for the management of those forests. Some of those forests, okay, we call them forests, but it's just the natural fauna that make forests. Some of those ones, they said they have already started establishing and some memorandum of understanding with provincial agencies. but they have not finalized the packages yet that will be transferring so many hectares to this conservation agency and how they will be managing them. The problem, I think it started a few years back, because the department was both a player and a referee in the forest, in the commercial forestry space. And to a certain extent, they were almost competing with the private commercial sector. Then you also had an entity of the state, the SAFCOL, that was doing almost the same thing, which the department was managing them and also, to a certain extent, supporting them through the management of contracts that communities have with the state on their land reform land, where, for example, SAPI rents the land that is from land reform beneficiaries, like Mundi and all those ones. So there's a payment system that is facilitated by the department through SAFCOL. SAFCOL is on the ground, and after a certain period of time, then they have to be paid their rental to the communities. So the department is in a process of exiting that arrangement. I remember Honorable Singh was actually one of those that was strong that to a point that the forestry branch has to be done away with, including these packages. So when the government department was reconfigured, there was a problem with the biological assets from Department of Agriculture. They were not accounted for because, one, the department did not know how much is the value of the biological assets, where they are, and how to convert them into returns, for example, for the intended beneficiaries. At the same time, that problem had been the cause of unqualified audit of audit findings, because the department could not quantify how many trees they have. And the money that was spent in managing those forests did not tally with the value that was generated, because there was nothing really to say, this is how much value we've generated and this is how much we've put in. There's also the working for a program that is responsible for management or improvement of those forests, including the protection, because now it was also attracting criminal elements that were happening in the state forest, mm-hmm. including the vandalism, and also some of the cases include people dying in state forests and also in the plantation. So AG has been helping the department to come up with a modality of quantifying and accounting for the state forest. In the previous financial year, when they tabled their annual report, they said they did not include it, but they are now ready to start including it in their annual financial statement, the value of the assets, because they are now able to quantify and account for them. As to whether that is, I don't know, because for example, there's also the issue of the illegal harvesting of the plants in the state forest and in the state plantations that is not monitored. So that also affects the books. But if you claim that you have 1 million trees and they translate roughly to this value, and there are trees that are cut down without your control or knowledge, it also affects how realistic your books are. So, yeah, that is a convoluted background and thing of the whole story.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks for explaining that. It was a nice long exposition. I just think it's quite simple. This phrase says the monitoring and transfer of staff for support packages to communities. Well, you mentioned it's not just communities. It's communities, outside entities, or private entities, and other spheres of government that it's being transferred to. So this statement says that all state forests are going to be transferred to communities, which is not the case. They're being transferred to other entities, other spheres of government, and communities to look after. So that needs to be made clear. I'm not comfortable with saying that we're transferring all our state forests to communities. That's not the reality, because certain state forests need to be protected, etc. And that's where you have another sphere of government coming in to assist, or you have a private entity coming to assist in those cases. So definitely there are instances where the communities must be involved, but we're not transferring all our state forests over to communities. So that's my point. That's all. Basically, just putting down what you've said more specifically.
Okay. So Honorable Brian
is making a recommendation that you put that in writing.
Can I read?
So that it does not only state the communities, it must also make a reflection about other state-owned entities.
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's two things that this was trying to cover. One is the state forest, and then the other one is plantation. So I've tried rephrasing it. Monitoring the transfer of state forests to conservation agencies and support packages to communities who will benefit from state plantations for livelihood and economic development.
Excellent.
Cover.
Well done.
Right. And then we move to four key challenges. The first one had been that in real terms, the budget allocation to the department had been on the reducing over the term, and if we remove the COVID top-ups, basically it's been on a decrease in real terms once you factor in inflation. Although the numbers in abstract terms, they might look like it's increasing, but it's not. And that has been one of the things that the department has been raising, that it's also limiting some of the programs that they are supposed to implement because of the budget cuts. They have to keep on trimming and trimming, which to a certain extent it affects their ability to modernize their operations as well as implement their interested legislation. Then the other part that has been ongoing challenge is the climate change and its impacts, particularly in the wake of many disasters, whether it's floods or whether it's drought in the country. And within this, it's the role of the department to aid, particularly on the adaptation side, because on mitigation there's more effort that has been made there, but on the adaptation side, the committee has been trying to get the department to get up and running the early warning systems, whether it's for fires, whether it's just for weather. The weather service has been trying, but the problem is that the message is there, but it does not get to people on time to react timely. So that is one part that they need to work on relating to that. And then there's the part relating to air quality, which...
Just a quick question on this. I love what you say about missing, and it can just be me, but I'm missing the part where the contributors to climate change, for instance, the mining and air pollution, the enforcement of the correct, do you understand what I'm trying to say? I can see immediately knows what I have to say. So that we can have the contributors also be enforced and implemented, because climate change can be managed if we make sure these things are not stopped but stick to the rules and the enforcement is being done. And then sometimes mind is working now. Sorting out what I want to say.
Yes, that is on page 62 at the bottom. Inadequate implementation of environmental management in the mining and petrochemical sectors, such as under the One Environment System. There was a general lack of cooperation between the DFSE and the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, resulting in some of the unnecessary court action that would have been avoided. The finalization of the Upstream Petroleum Resources Development Bill will likely worsen the difficulties of should the existing problems be left unresolved. Then below that is the part of the equality and the minimum emission. But I think your point is more on the mitigation side.
Yes. Are we going to put that in there? It's
somewhere there.
That's
there. what did I do now?
Mm-hmm.
that if we continue and finish, we can solve other. It seems a lot of things we clearly process are reflected at the bed. I think maybe it will help us produce that kind of thing. Not unless, well, it's otherwise.
What does that mean, Dr. Carpenter? It means that there are questions in front and the answers in the back.
Yeah.
I understand why, Honorable Staff, I think that I actually humbly disagree with you because mitigation is not there at the back, it is here. So going through to page 62 and coming back to here, that is something that is adding now to the better mitigation is that they talk similar about different issues. This one, the one on page 62 speaks about the mining and the EFSE and the fight and what is happening here, climate change and the contributors to climate change. So they spoke to mining, but we need to do the specific mitigation, just mentioning it with climate change. In the back, it's more about mining and the EFSE and the nothing about the contributions to climate change. So they delay. But it's not. I think when McClanka will read to us now what he wrote, it will make sense what I said. That although there's a referral to page 62, it actually is not referring to climate change, it's referring to the differences and the fight between the SFE and mineral resources that will be resolved by a bill.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Is it not going to help us to just make a recommendation that there is an urgent need for DFFE portfolio committee and minerals?
No, but that's not what I'm saying with climate change. If you read what they say with climate change, are you finished with what you're writing there? Would you just continue for us to understand what they say?
Mm-hmm.
What I said here is that, yes?
Can I just clarify what's proposing that you? We allow Kanta to read why we take notes because it's not on climate change. On other issues, Kanta has to refer us back on the other pages. So he's saying that you are going forth and basis. It's much better if Kanta reads for us and take notes. By the time we come back to the correction, we are much in a one direction.
I understand. I just really understand what you said. When I said every time we went back there, it is in line with, but it's not what we said. So every time we did come back and correct something, because it is different, but it is the answer, but we change coming back here. Does that make sense? Otherwise, we go through that and we don't have the discussion, and then when we get there, it still doesn't answer, and then we have to come all back again to do it like we do now. I don't know, that's just my point. I want to remember everything when we get back to that because getting to page 62 will not resolve the issue that I have now here.
Yeah, but then that's the point I'm making, that shouldn't we make it as a recommendation? Maybe put it here or whichever way, in front or at the back, it does not matter to me. But we must make that recommendation vividly clear that first thing is that there must be an agent meeting between minerals and energy and the portfolio committee of DFFE. Similarly, we can resolve on DFFE and agriculture. Do you follow me?
I follow you, but that is on page 62. What I'm talking about is very different what we're doing now here with this topic here. It's the two have actually nothing to do with one another.
Yeah.
And the clamps are on my right. Please read what you wrote so we can maybe resolve this and then the chair and everyone can make a decision.
Okay. I do understand. Because with climate change, there's the part of adaptation and there's a part of mitigation. The way I understood is that we need also to emphasize on the mitigation side, as much as we put more effort that there needs to be more action and oversight on the adaptation side.
Yeah, which has nothing to do with what we said on page 62.
So what I've captured is just the summary of what I've just said now. This is that I'm getting a little bit long on what I'm saying. But yeah, basically to consider both in terms of climate response, the adaptation and the mitigation. The adaptation being, which includes, among other things, air quality, because some of the greenhouse gases, they contribute to poor air quality, while they also contribute to climate change.
Can you read what you wrote there?
All right.
If you wrote anything.
Okay, more effort is needed towards mitigation of greenhouse gas emissions. So that is related to the climate change part. So the one that we did before, which I think we're going to touch on now, was more on air quality. So they are related, because some of the, let's say from an ESCOM operation, it contributes to both greenhouse gases and toxic gases. So some of the toxic gases are not really contributing to climate change. So it is that, they're produced from the same pot.
Yeah, but that's not what you wrote there. Well, if you wrote about pots, then we're going to have a problem. Because,
he's editing it
in his mind.
Okay, and then we move to the quality part, which I think we have really touched on. But basically, these are some of the challenges that we have mentioned. The committee has not done much oversight work in coming to their responsibilities in the portfolio. Maybe because of legislation that were back to back, but also other reasons. So, yeah, I think the... I think that it becomes clear for the next committee that this is a list of outstanding things that need them to be out there, because most of these ones, the briefings have been held, but things were not really moving. Whether it's the equality monitoring station, whether it's the SACIS website being offline almost all the time, But the important part is that funds have been allocated to improve this infrastructure, and it needs to be seen for oversight. Then we move to biodiversity, which is the bottom of page 6, going over to the next page. Basically, the threat that the biodiversity faces, one of that is human-driven, or most of it is human-driven, and the other one is the climate impact, the climate change. So that is one of the challenges that are there. And then...
Can I say just one thing?
Sure.
Just on biodiversity, when you speak of the animals, I know it might sound like a small thing, but please put pangolins in there as well, because that really is a big one.
All right. Succulents, reptiles...
Succulents, reptiles, elephant tusks, rhino horns, and leopard skin. Pangolins is very much up there. I had leopard skin, so far. Mm.
All right. These are just like four examples.
I know, but it's important.
Okay.
Pangolins. What is that?
Pangolins.
Those little things that run up.
Pangolins.
The
pangolins.
They pick them up in the southern China.
And then they give us silver. That was a rumor.
All right.
The African Pangolin that went to there and the bus got it from them, and then we all got
We wish to dissent ourselves from that accusation as a
country.
You don't
know
that.
You don't
need
that. You should record
that. That's one that you went to see in Port Elizabeth.
So one of the other thing has, which is ongoing problem, is the land degradation as part of the desertification that is happening, as well as poor agricultural practices that is affecting soil quality in general. So we have those things, like we saw during floods, how the land use practices affect the safety of the people people that are there. For example, those that are building towards certain areas or sensitive areas that during certain times then they become exposed, but at the same time also creating environmental problems because of, for example, the amount of sand that now gets to the ocean is supposed to be much less than that. Then it's the big one, waste and littering. Yeah, I think the committee has spent a lot of time on this one.
Would you just please tie up the asthma? After tires before diapers or anything, but please add tires, that's also one of our big things.
Probably
we've
got that tire.
Don't forget the triple E waste.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, there's part that deals with the recycling projects that include paper, plastics, tires, electronic waste, etc. But I will capture it there as well.
Will you add that part here? So that it doesn't take us back and forth. You can just add it there on that bullet.
Yes. Right, and then we move to
I'm just hearing this thing of the waste. Isn't it that now if probably you speak about waste management, we can be able to speak about waste treatment? Because it doesn't reflect around. Because to me, once now we deal about a question of waste management plus a question of treatment of that kind of the waste. I'm not sure if us was supposed to treat it or sensitive. Because now you can have a waste. Remember when we were talking about these things on our public hearings, people will talk about this diapers, find that now we can't do anything, can't treat this diapers, we can't do anything with it. But I'm trying to find a way how we can be able to talk about sort of treatment of the waste that is there. No, management. Management to me is just like it picks it up. Can I finish? Management to me is just like it picks up, and they pick it up. Where actually it's managed, taking somewhere, dump it somewhere. But after dumping that waste, what do we do with it? To me, that's a part of treating that kind of the waste. Maybe in fact now you do something with it or whatever it is, not just only dumping. So many people can be able to help me on that one, but that's how shall my thinking
waste management strategy. Where does the waste management here? Where they reduce the separation of some reduction, reuse, recover. Recovery is when it's waste to energy. So it's different thing that it's waste management strategy where this waste management product. So we have to go to that. So it's got all of these things. That's why when we put it to the waste management. Because we start at the source, when you separate the source, then once you separate it, if you look at those things, you can reuse, and then start doing that, there's a reduction of that waste, and then the one that needs to be, can be used to waste, to create energy, and you call it waste to energy.
Honorable Brother?
I don't know if you, okay. I'm just wondering, why is it such a big thing, and I don't know if we cover it a lot more further on, but Your last sentence is another land waste management license and operation of an illegal unlicensed and unregulated waste landfill that significantly contributes to intense fires but also diseases. And then to you, I understand both what my colleague saying. Shouldn't we also include here that there is a shortage of landfill sites where there is, I don't know, because that is one of the biggest problems in our municipalities. There's a shortage of landfill and landfill sites. And I don't know how to introduce that, but that is one of the very serious problems in our small, well, all our municipalities. I mean, how can you send it to Mpumalanga for land, for wastewater, and we don't have that. So I do feel that should be included because that is one of our serious challenges.
How do you want us to coin it, Honourable Bella?
Chair, I'll start with the last one because it's easy. That's on page 65. The department not providing enough support to municipalities to help them manage both legal and illegal landfill sites better and support waste pickers to improve their livelihood and minimize pollution. 65, the third bullet from the bottom. Most landfill sites are reaching their maximum capacity and are not being rehabilitated or repurposed. Then now back to the waste management.
You know what confuses us there is the back and forth. There's no synergy in your report. So when you think something is missing, but when not because you are the compiler of this document, you know where to find it. You go straight there. And now a person who is not an author of this document will not be able to follow the chronology and the sequence of events. That's what I'm picking up. Honorable Kun.
Thank you, Chair. I think on page 64, where it talks about the issues of the landfill site, I think we also need a recommendation that says a joint also portfolio committees of the COPCA and us and land affairs, because we need to because as a department as DFFE we cannot identify land, public works. Those portfolio committees, when it comes to that issue, they need to come together, and those departments must come together and identify this land issue. But also COPCA involved there, because the local government is involved.
Yeah.
I think we have left out the issue of sewage sludge, which is a critical problem. Can you please try and highlight this in Tanzania? And on the issue of the statement on 64, I have a big problem because it doesn't talk to the waste management hierarchy. Because when the tank involves the waste pickers, it shows that there's no separation at all. I don't know how we can understand this. But once it reached the waste pickers, that means there was no separation at all, which is a huge problem in South Africa. And also, once they get separation of salt, you will have less waste going to the landfill site, and our landfill site won't be a huge, it will be flat. Could you understand me?
Chair, you mentioned two things. One is now talking into breaking down waste management, where you are now enumerating that these are like the role players. So I think if we go that route, we might end up having a very long, because we then have to break down all other stakeholders in waste management, including hazardous waste and all those other ones. So I think maybe we can just leave it at a high level, Chair, then it can be dealt with when maybe the committee starts dealing with the different types of waste and the chain of players that are involved then. Because once we, for example, some of these types of waste are more like examples. Does not necessarily mean that we must then start enumerating all types of waste. So for example, there's the proposal of including sludge. I'm fine with that. We can include sludge. But then when we go into the details of each type of waste, then we might end up including ash from Eskom, which is also a problem. So I'm not sure, but I will be guided.
Okay. Look, I think we must agree. It's not practically possible to put all of them there, all the type of waste. Otherwise, we'll have 10 pages of examples. So we must try to find a word that describes waste in general. If the word etc. is acceptable, you put etc. there. Because you list them, then you have a whole lot of other examples. But because sludge has been mentioned, it shouldn't be a transmission to just end sludge and then we close.
Yes, and other. Because here, on page 7, he was keeping all those that are problematic. So sludge is one of the problematic ones. The triple E waste is one of the problematic ones. Then you say others, but the sludge and triple E waste, they fall under hazard waste.
Maybe you need it as a hazard
advice. Because the net is also falls under hazardous waste.
Okay, I will add sludge and etc.
Yes. But I don't know on the last part of it, because here it doesn't give a sense that we are implementing what the waste management is saying to us. Because once you talk about the waste cut, yes, then it gives us the thing that we are not implementing our own policies that we have developed. Because once there is a waste cut, that means there is no separation of policy. I don't know how you can rephrase it. This sentence, this paragraph.
Chair?
Yeah,
that part is actually highlighting the problems that need oversight. It's the current situation. So while there are policies that speak of a dream that we want, we are not there yet. And these are the current realities that we have. Poorly managed landfill sites, we have illegal dumping areas or landfill sites that speak to the work of the next committee that they need to focus on. So basically here we are highlighting the issues that the next committee should not forget. That these are the problems that we've identified in terms of waste and all this and that. This is what is happening. Then there are also other supplementary reports that speak to this in different areas, like we've been picking up during public hearings, that there's now more and more of a national diaper problem moving towards a crisis. But it does not mean that we must go into those details and to just say that we have these waste management challenges, such as including the producer responsibility.
Okay. I think we'll make this point again. The synergy, the chronology of events in the whole report. Honorable Kapa raised it. The sequence. It's giving us problems. You start from page 7 and you jump to 63, then you jump back to 62, and then go back to page 7 and all that. Look, the content were quite comfortable. We're just making smaller adjustments, adding sludge, adding that and that, hazardous waste and all, but
you know, once you start, once you draft a report, you reflect on what is it that was at the preoccupation of the committee, right? And then you make a recommendation that says, these are the areas that we recommend for the next committee to focus on. So it speaks to each other, as opposed to jumping. We won't be there to explain page 63 and page 7. So it will be very difficult to follow the sequence of events. Honorable Brian?
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, I mean, I think at the moment it seems like we're moving very slowly, but I think it really is this first section that's the section that we want to have proper input into. I think the rest of the document is the detail, which is fine. But it's just making sure that this, the first section and perhaps the conclusion are succinct. I think that's the reason why.
I'm sure we'll have money to have another meeting. It would seem we don't have money.
Please bear with me. My sincerest apologies. I want to go back to biodiversity because, as Honourable Mbatha spoke about Truth, I realised that one of the biggest threatening biodiversity threats that we have, we mentioned climate change and pollution, and we can go on, but is the invasive plants and species that we do get. And although we consider forest pollution, that is one of the biggest threats for our waterways and for our biodiversity. So I would really like that under biodiversity, where you see factors threatening biodiversity, to include invasive species or invasive plants and species. But I do think that is one of our biggest threats that we do need to mention. Now I saw a thing the other day that if I'm not going to mention the province, but there's a specific promise, if you remove most of the invasive plants, it will be two dams, big dams full of water. So this is really killing our biodiversity, killing our waterways, everything. So I think that's a really important one. Thank you.
Chair, I'm coming back to my point. I had this thing that let me just read it to you, honorable members and Councillor. Department not providing enough support to municipalities to help them manage the implementation and enforcement of Waste Management Act. If that can be done, because the most important thing in the province is they must implement and enforce the Waste Management Act. The 64. Then if the Waste Management Act covers everything that must be done.
Bulletin 3 from the bottom. The department not providing support. How do you think we must penal budget? I'm talking about the whole document.
I think, although we refer back to the back, I don't think we need to deal with the back now. We need to deal with the front and the progressive. So, Anambada is going to get the chance when we get to 64 to say that, because what she's saying now actually is not referring to the front. So, although Dr. Mkanka is putting us back to the back, I think we need to say with what we want to say to the front, although we go to the back. I think we must lose the back for the back when we get there and fix it when we get there.
I would refer this to before you were answering the front one.
Yeah, but then we go back to the front to fix the front and not fix the back.
My Leonard friend Leonard, when Santa was fixing the back one, you agreed.
Now
when you say fix the back one, you said you must fix the front one. We are confused with that.
We must move from the front to the back.
I think we're dancing now. It's the same point I just made many times.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the front and go, and you know, you can imagine if a person is passing there, they are not inside this meeting, they are shocked. What is this committee talking about now? Front, back, front.
Yeah.
Marian, do you understand, where are we?
Yes, Chair. I think maybe if we can say, I propose that we change this wording to that, we might move a little bit faster than opening for a discussion, because it then ends up triggering. Let me repeat. The first part is a summary, high-level summary, not enumerating everything. The next section will then deal with the details. Because what they said, they want, they said, okay, I must also say this, I inherited this thing. It was said to me that use this template. And then tried arguing that there's lots of repetition here on this template. And somewhere it also creates a confusion in terms of the flow of information. Because would it structured things slightly different. You deal with one thing and then you move on. Then I think that the more engaged, then you end up realizing that you are stepping on different toes. So I must also apologize that this is creating problems. It gets worse when you have to write. Because now some of the things you end up not sure that I've already touched on this, what's the point. But yeah, those are some of the decisions taken above me.
By who?
By the power. Then on that part of alien invasive, that one is already there on that part. It reads biodiversity.
As you say, the front part is just the big thing. People that read report read the big thing. They will scan for data that they want to know. So I think we need to focus on the big thing in front where people can read the correct things. I mean, the detail that's going there. Like, I'm not going to go to page 63 to read about the invasive plants. I want to sit in the big thing here in the front. Like the Bengalians or the tires. Because if I go through this big thing and I see a way to listen that I'm tired, and I'm not interested in reading the rest of the document. We're starting to speak of one of the big waste things. That's just my opinion. So I think the time we spent on the front so that when people read this, only people that's really into this will go and read the big things at the back and only what they are interested in. That's my opinion.
Okay. Before you come in, Honorable Dlamini, let's agree. Every other report must have an executive summary.
Yes.
Right? Once you read an executive summary, it gives you an indication of what is inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Tanta is giving some template, that takes you to 64, then to 63, then you go back to the big thing, then the front, then there's a small thing, then there's a medium thing. It's really not helping us. I think we must agree on how we want to structure it. The executive summary must then give you an indication of what does the report entail. Whether it's large, whether it's this or that, the executive summary must give you that idea of what you're going to read towards the end or the middle of the report. Because a person who's not here will not be able to understand that if I want to have a conversation about sludge, I must go to page 63.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Honorable Dlamini, you'll be followed by Honorable Mbara.
Now, Chair, just quickly, you have covered me to most of the things. Because I was going to say that what actually confused is that even the executive summary on itself, it is not giving you more of that thing. Now, what it all need to be done, we need to separate the two documents. The one that now we talk about of the programs, or no, of everything that is supposed to be there. Everything, that's what is the one that the added there. But the executive summary, the way you're putting it, we actually now you must be able to say it's executive summary. Now, if at all, but now you need more, better on these matters, then we'll be able to get it there. Because now really, I don't agree to say that now people, when they read the report, they want to put down the big one in front, that one is that they don't read it. What do we do that now? The executive summary is the one that gives you a leeway to say where you're supposed to be able to go to. Therefore, I think maybe in fact now we need to structure the executive summary so that we can be able to talk about the bigger document. Because at the present moment, it's just now as if we're still on a small report, therefore it's going to the big report. Once we finish the executive summary, then we know that now the big report can give you more meat than what is was there on the executive summary. But for now, it is just a little bit confusing on that one. Then if we talk about this lunch, we know now more details will be there on the bigger document about the question of the lunch. Thanks.
Madam
Martin.
Thank you, Chair. The way I see it is just that Tanzania didn't put the appendix of the pages to say wing one, or from page this one to this one, if this is what you are discussing, from page one to, because most of the times people, you look at the page, you see one to browse it. But what you are giving us is a summary of what is in the document. It's just that when we query, as we want him to write everything here in front, but if you look at, we are still going to introduction of the report, and then there will be discussion where you get everything. I think we must just put the index.
All right.
Put the index, and then also assist us with the abbreviation of some of the names that we need to understand. If you use abbreviations, put them there. And then we know that, because we haven't reached the introduction, that's where the document starts. But here is just the highlight. She says, this is what the committee, and the reception of the committee and so forth. It's just that here, now when we raise questions here, because he has been writing this document, he knows for this document, when you want the thing is in this page, but if we have index, then we know that if you want the thing is in this page, you go straight to that page and you browse, and it's easier to work with that document. That's my input. Check.
Chairperson, through you, I am sincerely apologizing for my bad communication. I used the wrong word. When I said big, I thought the first line is the executive summary. I did not mean the fact it's the big. I exactly meant, someone said this is just a broad, I must say maybe, the beginning is more important because that's what you read, and that is what makes you either go to the back, which is, I understood now, you see that the big report to me, I did read the executive summary, which was the word you were using correctly. My apologies for misleading you, it was not what I meant. So I'm saying exactly the same thing as you. I'm not saying it's the executive summary, and you know that each page is different.
Okay, let's move now. We read around in the circle.
Let me read the introduction.
Where is that, Honorable Mba?
The introduction is in page 7. That's where you start to do your report.
So the other part that we're dealing with were the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
More like, okay, although not written in the style of an executive summary, but more like a bulleted highlight of the issues over the term, the parliamentary term. Yeah. Then, with that, introduction.
Thank you, sir.
Shouldn't we be in the middle already?
We note down everything, then we give input. We are going to have moved very far by now.
Okay. So, and 5.1 is just basically the mandate of the department arising from the constitution, including how it is structured in terms of its entities and the functions of the different branches. That's from page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10. On page 10,
page 8. You see, when you started on page 7, you have your 5.1.1. Then when you go, and then when you go down to page 9, on page 8, you start having the what you call 9 programs. And all the programs there, I counted them to be 9. But I wonder if they are not, where are they reflected as this one, program 1, program 2, program, until program 9. And as a result, I was suggesting that if you go to program, this is the first one, administration, if you have it as 5.1.1, the computer will give you up to 9. You will end up having 5.1.1.9 as 9 programs, as program 1, program 2, and that program 9. I wonder if you understand what I'm saying.
So basically there is numbering what Honorable Kape is raising. Administration will be 5.1, even if you can call them 5.1A, 5.1B, 5.1C. That's the point he's making.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we
can we have just after the department has nine total bottom, the subheading program 1, 2, 3, or 8, 2, 3. So that your numbering doesn't get confused.
We introduce the subheading there for program.
Yeah, the program, then you know that these are the program. And I want, if you keep numbering, it's going to confuse the whole document on your numbering.
It would be, because you said 1.1.1,
mm-hmm.
And computer will give you until 1.1.9.
Oh, 1.1.1.
Yeah, I like your tone today. 5.1, 5.1. Then there's front and then there's back. Okay, we turn that.
Yes,
5.1.1, 5.1.2, 5.1.3.
Yeah, and then we move to entity.
Yes.
Do you want the same size for consistency?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Our entities are 4. So it's 5.1.2A, 5.1.2B, 5.1.2C. Whichever one you use the Roman figures or you use alphabets, it does not really matter.
Right, and then we move to page 13, the functions of the committee.
So, Chair, I change our template of reporting
now.
Yeah. What template?
Now we're coming with our own template.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, in fact, the person who's going to read it now is going to be easier for them because it will be chronological. Page 13.
Okay. Page 13, 5.2. Is the function of the committee, and then it's the method that 5.3 is the method of work, how the committee did its work. And then page 14 provides the purpose of the report, basically saying this is what we have done and this is what we couldn't do, or this is what still needs to be done. Those are the more like standard things, unless there's an input relating to them before we move to.
Legislation, then you have the entity like most families and so forth.
That is.
So that you don't leave them behind them, and they will say you need to give them service.
That is what we did. We did not visit. Is it to entity?
Yeah.
Is that what you're proposing?
Yeah. Of course, there were others that we visited.
Yeah.
Remember, we went to St. Pat's and the Sugar National School.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And then, that is captured.
Yes, does the table have to be that big? You know, look at that table properly. Page 15, yeah. Legislation process 2019-2020, we did not do anything. 2020-2021, we didn't do anything. The template again. Study tours undertaken, nothing.
None.
International agreements, nothing.
So the coming one must make sure that.
What is the statutory appointment?
That is when maybe board members have to be appointed through the parliamentary recommendation or process. So our entity, the appointment is like.
Intervention considered?
The structure of our entities do not create space for the.
Yeah, but that part of intervention, then I don't agree, because we went to Devon South Base.
Engine.
We went to Engine Refinery.
We
went to Out Bay. Yeah.
And then that other one here.
We went to Knobelskraft.
Yeah.
We went to Engine Refiner. UPF. We also went to UPF.
Those are more of oversight within the, they fall within the portfolio, the function of the committee, overseeing. For example, if we go to mining areas where there's air pollution, it's not necessarily intervention, it's oversight.
Where does it reflect?
I think maybe we'll have to check a record there and get this one updated.
But it's also not there.
Yeah, I think.
Chen?
I think one of the things that was happening, the committee had some way of collecting oversight, which were more like a working visit. which do not squarely fall under oversight. For example, when we get a briefing while at Kruger National Park and then visit the ranger areas, it's not really oversight, it's a working visit. For example, it was not really approved for us to go and oversight Kruger National Park, but then it was approved that we hold our meetings away from the precinct. The same applies when we held our meeting at Kirstenbosch. It was more like a working meeting outside the precinct. So, now I just remember that actually it comes very far, this thing of rejection of application. I would know.
There was this one, yes, that I something. Remember the chair, the previous chair went there with a sanitation chair to intervene, and I also accompanied them. Because it was a matter of agency. You remember they even said it through the speaker, we had to respond from
yes. That was not an approved oversight. You went there on your own, like you tried to go now to KZN.
Yeah.
So in terms of the official programs of Parliament, in terms of authorization, it was one of those unauthorized.
Yeah,
oversight.
But where do they appear?
Those
ones.
It must reflect.
It must reflect somewhere in our report.
Yes.
If you follow this table, it means we've not done anything.
International participation, but it was not a committee, it was parliamentary delegation.
Where is it going to appear?
The House Chair's report.
We went to Spain.
So the House Chair and IRPD is their report. It's not us, although we had players from our committee.
We were even debating. We reported on that thing somewhere here in the plenary. It must appear.
Yes, but the delegation leader is the one that reports on that.
Doesn't do it.
I don't have an answer to your question. It's like the COP meetings, to make an example. The committee committee members participate as delegates to those meetings. Then there are reports that are adopted and tabled in the House from those meetings. Irrespective of how many goals the committee members or committee players scored there, they are not scored on behalf of the committee, they are scored on behalf of that delegation.
That is what finished our mind.
I think let's try and move. Because I believe that some of the other things are covered in these following pages that we want to see. UPL you must be put under intervention. Yes. But other things that were questioned here, UPL, but it was an intervention, it was not an oversight.
The engine, the good
oversight. It was an oversight.
But where does it appear?
No.
It did not appear in this page.
No, I
would suggest
through you, they take note of all these troops that we have done, over engine and all these things, mobile, battles, and so forth. Then they must see to it that they must feature somewhere in this report. Because it looks as if you look at that template, it's like we're sitting and drinking and eating the whole 5 years and we didn't do anything. It gives us a bad impression.
Yes, that's two things that I agree with Honorable Mbatha, which would suggest also that maybe, not if, a must give it a name, and whether it's joint, but it must be somewhere else with a name. Yeah. And then, secondly, I was on page 6, where's my 16? Well, on page 16, yes. How is it still going there?
But before we move to this thing of this template, they must explain it to our community so that we understand when you motivate
or based on
who's us? You mean you're coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not too sure whether you are coming back to the same committee. but I think the point you're making is very important, Mamad. When you get here, you must know what is it that you're going to be doing, and how, what is an international appointment and statutory wara, all of those things must be understood.
For instance, the climate parliament, where does one?
That one of Kenya.
No, there's global. There's climate parliament.
Yeah, but where does it appear? Because it's well done.
It's ITU, then.
I remember that at some point, they asked South Africa to present at the climate parliament. They were when the honorable Tandu was in the chamber.
Okay.
So,
you are represented by that one of mine. Okay, let's move. I'm interested in legislation. We only did two in the whole term.
Yes.
We did two fully, then the other one was the reintroduced legislation, the NAMLA bill, which was supposed to be finalized in the previous term, and it still needs a little bit of work from both the NCOP and the NA committee, but we are on the finding from the Constitution Court on how Parliament defined the weight and changed the original meaning without public participation. So I'm not sure. Okay. From the facial expression, let me put the background in here. When the committee, the previous committee in the previous parliament handled the piece of legislation, it went to the NCOP to get mandate. Gauteng proposed a change for the expansion in the meaning of weight. When it came back, it was adopted from the NCOP, then it was brought to NA for concurrence. When the committee attended to that one, it did not pick up that it has significant change in terms of the meaning. Then when it was taken to the Constitutional Court, or before it went there, the committee asked the legal service to check if the changes that have been introduced from the NCOP are compliant in terms of constitutionality. They said yes. Then the committee adopted the report that endorsed the changes that were introduced. The Concord found it the other way around, that it's not actually that way. It changes the whole meaning. In terms of implication to the industry, they may run into millions, if not billions, the changes that were introduced. So given that the changes were introduced at the latter stage, there was no public participation on the phrasing, meaning that the finding was that the unconstitutional part, or the part that was set aside, is just relating to the definition and the public participation that was lacking on that part. The other parts are already being implemented, so there's no problem with the other changes that were made, just this one. So Parliament needs to correct that. There's no deadline that is put for it, so Parliament can do its thing, meaning that the original or the previous definition is still valid, while the new definition that was adopted by both houses of Parliament is invalid.
Yeah, but can we just add that piece of legislation was finalized? I mean, it would mean that it is now transcending to two terms, three terms. Because when we came, somebody else had already dealt with it. We dealt with it. Then the seventh administration is also going to deal with it.
Yes.
It came to us, and
our committee did not participate, the current committee did not participate in the public participation process in 2017 because we were not there. And then we said, members, our hands are like tied, let's just approve the legislation. Then the following one, the first one, it was done by another committee, but since Forest is under us, the committee has to concur and pass the bill on to the committee.
This is a question for clarity. I'm very unclear. I just wrote now our agriculture bill. In 2019, I wrote a 2022 with Ms. Gaza about the not just because I became aware of the fact that this was going to go to INA and then to NCRP. So after that, the minister actually stopped the bill. And then he said he's going to go for reintroduction, whatever. Then during COVID, I followed up again on the aquaculture. And he said, no, it will come, it will come. And obviously we forget sometimes things. And I think it was a couple of times that, you know, you follow up and you see things. And now I see that 17 November last year. Why does that bill didn't come? It's not specifically aquaculture, but why is we aware and we all and we want to be part of these bills, why didn't it come to us? Because the aquaculture bill was not in front of us. And according to me it should be if you go to the NIA and then to the NCRP. I don't know if I'm wrong. That was my understanding. That's why I kept on requesting to it. And it never came to us even for a revisit. So I don't know if it's in the previous parliament, but because it was stopped and they were changing things, my understanding was it has to come to the committee. And I think no one here is aware of the fact that in last year this aquaculture bill went through. No, it didn't go through. It was
withdrawn.
Let me rephrase that. It was gazetted. For public comment. But still going to come to us? Is it still going to come to the current parliament?
So here's my question then, Nick, and I know this has nothing to do with this meeting. Why?
They start in the fifth parliament, we went for 5 years, and this is going to the 10th parliament, and is it our fault?
No, it's not. It's the department's fault.
Yeah.
Well, the department will have to answer why.
Yes.
Can I? Why is it still on that table under petitions considered? It says none. Let's go to page 60. It says number 15 says petition. And the visit to Wipatong, Gauteng province, is reported about. It's reported there as a petition, and it was done. So now, when we say it's none, then it indicates that we haven't done anything as the portfolio committee. And it's a petition. I'm just checking, Chair. Also on. These meetings that we just held, where we were getting these complaints and from these NGOs that we listen to, where do they fall in terms of this tablet? Because we dealt with them. The fact that we didn't go to NG to the South Basin community. It's not our fault. We were denied, but we responded to what was written to us by the community. Where does it fit in? If you look at that,
Mr. Gineza,
Chair, public engagement. They are not included there because we on the template. We've had quite a lot of this one throughout the term, whether online or in person. Yeah, whether it was the time when we were dealing with legislation or, but they are not separated. They're supposed to be falling under meetings held because they are not separated in terms of this is a stakeholder engagement meeting or this is an oversight meeting in terms of the department briefing. But in some of the meetings you find that we have both stakeholders and the department briefing. So the template is a little bit problematic on that front because it does not recognize sometimes the mix of activities. For example, when the meeting was held in Kruger, there was stakeholders, there was oversight, and there was budget tabling. And then it becomes a little bit tricky. How do you report that?
Yeah, but then it means the report is not taking stock of the work that we have done. Well, the template is guiding you, so it does not take stock of the work that we have done. It means some of the work is not reported. So the seventh term will go to the South Devon Basin. When they get there, they will only learn that we were there, but the report does not say so.
I think on that one, Chileka will have to check with her record in terms of updating the table correctly.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, but the content of what was done is there on the report.
Right.
Can I remove something? SMC, they put A, Honorable A, and Weber. It was Honorable C. Weber was not there.
Okay, so the report has shortcomings.
Yeah.
I think there's let's agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
AML.
You know, if you are an author of the document and you see that there is work that has been done and it's not covered in the form, you create your additional and you put all the work that has been done so that all the work is covered. I think that's what they need to do, which they haven't done.
Okay.
Mm.
We'll do those changes.
I've been trying to peruse. I don't see the issue of stockpiles in the Northwest. And Honorable Brian takes keen interest in that matter. We wanted to go there. You told us there's no money.
He or she said no money.
Yeah. He didn't have no money. We wanted to go there. The top piles of the Northwest.
So all the things might come up.
Yeah, somewhere.
Did you take all of them down? ICU, NGO,
is the meeting proposing that all the rejected applications
So that those who are coming in must know that there was an attempt to go there.
Okay.
See that issue of Honorable Bryant. I'm sure he wanted to appear.
The
top pile.
Rhino.
Not just
me, it's
the whole. Yeah. Well, you took keen interest. like many others, that thing of IPU, where is it that we went and there was some sugar cane?
UPL.
Yeah, it must also appear.
The IPU is part of the thing that was coming in the template.
Look, the purpose of the report, over and above the template, the purpose of the report is to take stock of what is it that we have been doing, and then what needs to be done. It will help those who are coming to say, the previous committee went to UPL, they wanted to go to stockpile, they did not go, and blah, blah, blah. That is the purpose of the report. This committee, this template must not limit our work. Going at it, we did not do anything. What's up, Mr. Kinney?
Yes, Chair.
And that was sitting a report is a handover report.
Yes.
And if it becomes a handover report, therefore I know that now you can give the template that must follow. Then I'm not sure whether there will be consequences if you don't follow the template. But if not, there are no consequences or there will be any consequences, we must be able to say ourselves, we have followed the report, but it is lacking on one or the other aspect that can be reviewed. Therefore, we have added the way that we need to report it. So that now, yes, those who will get it, even none of us will be there, they will be able to say that work has been done, but it's not sure it's supposed to be done, or any attempt that is really happened. So I think that our report should be able to follow that as well.
What is there in page 60? Page 60. On the 5th of February, the former chairperson of the portfolio committee, Ms. Mutambi, received an invitation to Bulawayo from the president of the Reliable Environmental Protection and Care Agency. Who's Mr. Mudisa Imuli?
He took us to the speaker. Like enough, he said he promised this and that and that clear. And like enough, I had said, still had all the information, then I sent it to Chilera to respond to the speaker.
So is Mudisa or Molefe? I'm just worried. Obligation conferred. 62.
You want this one of Patum to be carried over for the next committee to have an official visit?
To
Bulawayo, or what is the committee saying about that? Because it was not an official visit, it was members went on their own, and then they found problems. There's no official report on that because it was not an official visit. So it was more like...
Can I explain what we found? There was problems before. But by the time we reached there, those problems were no longer there. The freeway, and all these things were no longer there. But there were still issues of waste management and water. Hence we went with the water and sanitation chairperson, Mashiach. From our portfolio to the former chair, myself and Honorable Phillips. I think they can still go there, but they will get life from the but what he does, he went there and there were no feelings and not. By going to send pictures, he said we all those things.
May I invite you, Honorable Member? In my view, let it reflect. It will then be the determination of the committee whether they want to go there or not.
Yeah.
But let it reflect. There was work that was done there. Now they must then decide whether they will need to do a follow up or not.
Because the problem, the HOD was there, the chief directors were there, HOD from the province picked up. And then there was including mayor, the district mayor, and the local mayor, and the councillor, including us, or in some MNCs, including us from parliament, from environment, for the social and sanitation. This was a big team. They can still go there.
Hello, Robert.
Jay, I'm I'm going to, I want to say something about those 50,000 pictures, if I may say what I want to say. If you look for instance, and that goes up for all four our entities, I have no problem of what is currently standing there, but if you look for instance funding, ensuring that funding maintains between audits and that going to a need to develop a marketing strategy and then ensuring some a balanced strategy. This is not a committee's responsibility, this is a department's responsibility. I would like to see here what is it that we are going to do or what we expect, for instance, I don't know, fighting cell fires or stopping invasive plants or things like that. I don't know if I misunderstand this, but this to me is the department's responsibility. We don't do the strategy, the department does it. We don't, we're not the ones that ensure the clean audit. We just keep him on other side. I would like, not that it is wrong that stands here, but I would like to know more of what it is that we as a committee will do with Sunday and what we will make sure is happening on the ground. Like getting rid of the invasive plants or things like that, why am I just too complicated now? I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. It does.
Yeah, we're a little bit ahead of ourselves. We are getting closer to that one. We just passed legislation. We were going to go to page.
I am the table on the oversight with
32. Yeah, we're supposed to be on 31.
The challenges.
Well, what is that, the page?
Yeah,
challenges related to legislation that were picked up.
Sorry, can I just ask something that Ms. Blackout just mentioned? When we were discussing the self-fire bill in Parliament, and one of the reasons the committee approved or said we find with the bill and it goes on is because the department and it is to put a lot of regulations together to happen with the South Forest bill. And I remember for saying we need to ensure as a committee that these regulations actually happen. And we have not yet, and it's very close to 2 years that the South Forest bill has done, and we still have not seen the South Forest Bill has been approved and we still haven't seen the regulations on the department account. Is that not, for instance, something that should be in the legacy report that the Senate Parliament must follow up on? Because we said these things cannot all be, we cannot, because if we wanted to put through what we wanted to put through, and we would have done, again, all public participation in all the provinces. So the agreement was made, we will not go and redo everything because then the bill will not go through, but then the department will put regulations regarding that specific item. And that is something we still haven't seen. I just throw it out there.
Yeah, I agree with you. But there's also an element that I think we are not following up on. Make an example with the climate change bill. The last time we heard about it was when we sent to the NCO. How far is it?
Remember we asked about it and the minister said
Yeah. So and I think because we're dealing about challenges emerging, is how do we monitor the progress that we have made? It should come as a challenge. Remember how hectic it was for us. Almost a week, every week we're dealing with this climate change bill, and we don't know how far it is now. Everybody's just silent about it.
So let's put it as a challenge that we just
has passed in Parliament, but you don't know what section it
is. There's just a lot that is not here.
Chair, on this one of the proposed bills are with the NCLP committee. What is the committee and the committee saying? Because we
gone through that came back to us.
We did our part. It's just a parliamentary process that we are not fully in control of. For example, the scheduling in the NCOP and the referral back for concurrent to us. So I just want to get what the committee wants as a recommendation on that one.
Yeah, but we are raising it as a challenge. We have done our part. Now we are saying we can't do a work and nobody's accounting for it. Am I right?
Yes, Chair, I think the important part first to note is that, as you mentioned, and we know this is our job, we're legislators, we're parliamentarians, we're busy people, but there was a lot of work that was really pushed through, and we worked incredibly hard to rush a lot of the stuff to get it through at the end. And now we don't know where it is. So I feel like, I mean, it's a pity the Minister, the Deputy Minister aren't here to give us advice, but it would be nice to know where it sits in our last meeting, you know, in terms of the legacy report. So.
Yeah, only it looks like we're going to have another meeting, by the look of things. Well, we still enjoy coming to pick up.
I don't know how we are, I think this one. How is it, when and how did we pass at page 16? I had a little thing on page 16, which I thought the issue of, on the stakeholders, the issue of traditional leaders, or somehow it's not mentioned that they always have situations where some committees are led by traditional leaders, and if they are not mentioned or pushed, they always make noise. Unless you say to me they are covered within those, with any of those.
I don't think it's worth a discussion. Can we just note it? That just put it, add them there, and remove. It's a correct point in the honorable job. Mambata?
Chair, I'm coming back to the issue where Santa is saying what is the way forward to the new administration. My proposal is that we should request that the first thing they should do is to follow up with the influence on the program. I think it's true that two bills, we need to, the first thing is to make a follow up on those two bills with the influence in
Health and Fire, Forest and Climate Change. Can you just note that?
I want to note that the understanding from the department was the regulations in the forest bill. We allowed that bill to go through and not go back again for a second round of public participation, because we all had some issues, and that's what I said, they will put that in the regulation. So we're not totally complete because there's regulations that have to go with the forest bill, and if we can somehow just in second parliament be aware of the fact that there should be regulations, because I don't know if this is anywhere aware of this, and that's what I'm saying from the department, that the bill can go through, but instead of funding consultation, that would be regulations. So if that can be related to the court, thank you for the question. Okay, and then just sorry, I have to leave at 12:45. Unfortunately, I came a little bit before that.
Yeah, from 12:30 to that one.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we'll see if you can move at 1. Then change again to 2. Okay. Honourable members, let me get an advice from you. How are we going to deal with this thing? Because we are making a whole lot of amendments on this document. I'm sure getting a virtual meeting does not mean money. We don't want your food. Well, your food is not even nice.
So,
so I'm sure we can get that. I don't know because Parliament is rising and all.
Maybe, I don't know if my colleague will kill me, but this is very important. Maybe just next week. But now we have the document, so if we have really issues, we can send it through to Ms. Lanka, but we'll have a virtual meeting. And just then we all more prepared than we were today, yeah, because now we know what it is that we want. And maybe Ms. Lanka, I don't know, it depends on him. To give us the new document of the things that we have said so we can just contribute the last thing. I don't know, that's proposal for my.
Is it doable? I think it's wrong. It is. Which one? Yeah. No Tina can.
It's not everything.
Yeah. When is that tomorrow?
It's Friday. Monday.
Yeah, so we can do it.
So next Tuesday. So at the end of the week, we'll paste this one. No, we didn't do issues for follow up.
On legislation, there was this emphasis on the regulations for the forest and environment bill. Then the follow up with the NCOP on the processing of the climate or the privatization of the climate change bill.
So we're coming to oversight.
So,
yeah.
But we can read and keep input on the so that when we have the video conference.
Sorry, if you come back to what I said about 36465 about the responsibility of the department, I think there's a fine distinction between the responsibility of the department and us executing our responsibility and what it is that we would do. So I don't know if I'm assuming Lanka does speak my language, he understands the minute. if you understand what I said about the understanding, I mean that those two points are very important, but that's the emphasis of the department. I would like the emphasis of the committee of what we understand. Because we don't make decisions, we need to install it, oversee it, and everything like that. So I don't know if that is clear. I know what you want to make decisions about time for and what you want to do.
No, all I was saying is that I think it comes down to the wording, and that's what maybe some of you are trying to get here. Instead of us saying we're going to develop a marketing strategy, what we should say is conduct oversight to ensure, oversight of the marketing strategy, ensure that these things are followed through on effectively, as opposed to putting the onus on the portfolio committee to develop a marketing strategy to stand. It's just a word.
That was on page
64. Can I just make a proposal maybe before we close? Is that if we do have amendments between now and the next meeting, maybe we send those through to Nhlanhla and he can put them in red on our virtual meeting and we can decide this is the one, so that we don't have to go through the whole thing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I suggest, Nhlanhla, isn't it that you have sent this thing through electronic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So while Honorable Brian is suggesting that the areas that we must add on top must be in red, or the ones that must be removed be highlighted in red. So what happens is we go straight to the red issues, have that discussion, no, remove this or add on top of that. And in that way, we'll be able to move
faster.
Huh?
Yeah.
Let bell is just red. So you put red. Yeah, just red. Yeah, leave red. Leave red. I'm sure Nazir is going to be very true. Yeah, remove red. Okay, then are we then agreeing that we'll also deal with the minutes?
Yeah.
In the same minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the minute is just to say, no, you have written my name wrongly.
Yeah, yeah.
I was not there in COVID.
Okay,
all right. Okay.
She's the
deputy. Yeah. Honorable members, can we then agree to attend the meeting?
Hallelujah.
And then we reconvene on Tuesday. We'll communicate. Then we reconvene on Tuesday to deal with these amendments on the report. We get time, we send to Atlanta via green. No green. Leave the rest. No, leave the rest. And then we'll go through the minutes at the same time. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very good to see you.
No, I think